Welcome to Pebbles of Light. I'm your host, Anne Maxson. Have you ever felt a bit lost during the dark times of life's challenges? I know I have. I'm so grateful for those friends, loved ones, and even strangers that have provided me a pebble of light in the form of understanding and support. They've blessed my life, sometimes even more than they know. Seeing a little bright spot on the path has helped me to move forward when things are difficult. This show is here to celebrate those who add light to our lives. We will share some of their stories as well as ways in which to light the paths of others. Please come find me on Instagram and Facebook at Pebbles of Light, as well as at ammaxson.com. I love having the opportunity to interact with you and hear about those who've added a pebble of light to your path. Enjoy the show. Welcome to episode 16 of Pebbles of Light. I have a very special treat for you today. I was able to sit down with Kay West from A Worldwide Sisterhood and Becky Squire from Latter-day Woman magazine to talk about how they amplify the light of others. You can find them on Instagram at Becky Squire and at A Worldwide Sisterhood. If you're on Instagram and you're not already following them, just go do it now while you listen to a message from this week's sponsor. This week's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've always been a strong proponent of counseling services. Even in my professional career as a pharmacist, I've felt that the effects of any medication to help with anxiety or depression can only improve when it's paired with participation in counseling. But I get it. Sometimes there are barriers to being able to go to a counselor, whether that's finding time or figuring out the cost. BetterHelp strives to make counseling affordable, accessible, and convenient. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. If after meeting with your therapist you don't feel it's a good fit, it is easy and free to change. They even offer financial aid if needed, and have a very special offer for Pebbles of Light listeners. Get 10% off your first month when you go to betterhelp.com/pebbles. That's BetterHelp, HELP/pebbles. And now, back to the show. All right, last week's Pebble was based on an amazing interview that I did with Janet Rowley and Liz Jorgensen. I am so grateful for their willingness to share about such a tragic and difficult time in their lives, and to share the light and hope and faith that they were able to find even in times of extreme sadness. So last week's Pebble was to take 10 minutes to ponder on the angels that have supported and uplifted you in your life. I hope that you're able to do that and to reflect upon those angels, whether seen or unseen, that have been a part of your life to help you through those struggles and those trials that you have faced in your life. I'm grateful today to have Kay West and Becky Squire with me. I will have links in the show notes so that you can find out more about them, but they are amazing and they share so much light. Kay is Japanese-Canadian and is the founder of A Worldwide Sisterhood and Distinct and Different, and the creator of Lift Women Events, 5 Days, 5 Women, and the Testimonies of Christ series. Becky is the founding editor of Latter-day Woman magazine and has been featured in a number of other publications as well. Both of these women are on a mission to help amplify the voices and influence of women online. I hope you enjoy hearing their inspired direction in creating their different but complementary ways to inspire and uplift. Also, as a special announcement for those listeners that tune in right after this episode comes out, we'll talk a bit about a fantastic book called You Are Distinct and Different. Kay compiled these stories of faith and inspiration from a number of amazing women, including Becky. She has been so kind as to offer to send out a copy of the book to 2 lucky winners. Head on over to my Instagram account at Pebbles of Light to learn more about the giveaway. It closes on Saturday, March 27th, 2021. I've read that book and there's such wonderful and inspiring stories in it. Also, Kay's group at A Worldwide Sisterhood has just come out with a beautiful jewelry collection. Head to aworldwidesisterhood.com to check out the awesome bracelets and necklaces that they have. And now let's jump into this awesome interview. I am so grateful for the chance that we have today to talk with Kay West and Becky Squire. I'm grateful for them and for the light that they share. They are really what I call amplifiers of light. They do such a great job of sharing the light of others through their different ventures. And I'm going to have them each kind of talk about those different things that they do. So Kay, would you mind going first, kind of introduce yourself and some of the projects that you have going on?
Sure. I am Kay West. I am the founder of A Worldwide Sisterhood and the creator of Lift Women's Events and Testimonies of Christ series. And some of the projects I have going on, we actually have some new things coming out this year. Can't share quite yet, but there's always something happening in the background of things. And it's always exciting and it's always fun to watch it all come. It's not easy, but it all comes together and it's all very directed. And I appreciate that revelation that comes as I go through each process. So yeah.
All right. And Becky?
My name is Becky Squire, and I am a writer and now an author. And I am the founding editor of Latter-day Woman Magazine, a free online lifestyle magazine with a faithful focus. And I love to write. I blog at beckysquire.com. And yeah, that's about it.
Awesome. Thank you, Becky. One of the projects that Kay has done is called a book called You Are Distinct and Different. And I was kind of reading through that. And one of the quotes from Becky had said, Heavenly Father has asked each of us to use our spiritual gifts to share light. And she said, one of my favorite ways to share the light of Christ is to write. And back in 2007, I started a family blog with almost everybody else. Back then, I did. A few months later, I heard Elder M. Russell Ballard suggest that we use the internet to be ambassadors of the gospel. When he said, may I ask that you join the conversation by participating on the internet to share the gospel and explain in simple and clear terms the messages of the restoration. And I feel like both of you have done such an amazing job with that. Can you talk a little bit, Becky, I'll let you go first, about how you've been kind of inspired and directed as to how to amplify the light of others and to share the light of Christ?
Sure. Like you said, you were blogging back then too. That's kind of when like they just exploded, and they were mostly family blogs, right? I really loved it. I loved writing just about my family, and I would try to do funny posts and inspirational posts mixed in there. And I really enjoyed it. And sometimes I would feel guilty because I was just, you know, I just had like two little babies at the time, and you know, they would be napping or whatever, and I'd just be on the computer, and sometimes I would feel guilty. But at the same time, I was like, I feel like I'm doing good things. Like, and so when President Ballard said that, and Elder Bednar has said similar things more recently, I knew that it was a gift. The internet and social media is a gift, and it's a tool that we can use for good, and it's just up to us to not waste our time and, you know, to do the things that can be negative on there, but there can be so much positive. And if we decide to use it, we can reach hundreds and thousands of people.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like Becky, a few years ago, I've never had social media. I've never done anything like that. And then about 3 years ago, you know, I felt that nudge to do something, share something, start something. And, you know, I knew that we had been asked to use social media in positive ways and things like that. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll start. And so it started with sharing about my family life. And any of the people who have known me from the beginning knew that it was called Three Toques and a Tiara, which is very Canadian of me. Nobody knows what a toque is, and none of your listeners will know what a toque is. But just sharing about, you know, my experiences with racism, infertility, adoption, failed adoption, and my special needs daughter. And then October 2018, President Nelson's, what's the talk? Women's participation in the gathering of scattered Israel. I don't know exactly what he said, but all the thoughts that I'd been having that year as I've connected with women that year kind of fell into place. And so officially 2 years ago, a World Light Sisterhood started, and I went that direction because I was told you can't make real connections on social media. And I was like, you absolutely can. I've met Becky and Darla and Michelle and Sarah and like real women that I really connected with. And I just had such a testimony of like this worldwide sisterhood that we're all a part of and how important it is to have that unity and to hear those voices. Being new to social media, I was hearing the same voices and same testimony, and they're great, great women and great testimonies and great stories. And I realized that as I connected with other women and started sharing other women's voices, that the prophets and apostles have been telling us is so true. Every single voice is needed. Every single voice matters. And to this day, I have contributors and people who share with us, and they say, well, if no one's going to hear mine, this person shares it better. This person shares it better. And I said, you know, it's not about that. It's about the one that needs you to share it, because you're going to be able to reach them in a way that these other voices can't.
One of the things that I thought of when you were talking about that was a quote from you in the Your Distinct and Different book. You were talking about your parents moving to Canada from Japan. And you said, my parents immigrated to Canada with almost nothing. When they arrived, they found work in the day, took evening classes to learn English, and worked as janitors at night. They faced years of hardships and racism in the community and within their own church family. As new converts in a new land, I cannot begin to imagine how truly alone they must have felt. And I feel through a worldwide sisterhood, you are reaching so many people who otherwise may feel alone, whether that's due to cultural or whatever it is. For me, as a convert to the church, there were definitely times where I felt alone or I didn't understand, like just things I didn't even know. Like when I left on my mission, I read my call at the missionaries in New York. I went to their house to open my call. Like I didn't have a big party or, you know, I didn't do any of the things and I didn't have a homecoming talk. I didn't have people come to my setting apart. Again, it was the missionaries in my ward that came. It wasn't family. I really feel like both of you, the work that you do helps to reach those people who may feel alone or feel a little bit isolated. And I feel like that's a great part of using the internet to reach out to others.
Also, as you were talking, that's another thing is that I think sometimes we're very nearsighted. And I mean that in saying like just in our communities, we can see what's happening around us. But like, honestly, our church is worldwide. It's global. And it's easy to feel alone when you're not like in the center of it. And I feel like, you know, Utah really is kind of like the center of things. And so just this year I added to my team in March and April of this year during all the COVID. And, you know, I have a team member in Australia and in Canada and like across the country. We all represent, you know, Japan, China, Samoa, Germany, Canada, Australia, you know, England, and, you know, with the people who reach out to us and who are sharing with us, you know, it really becomes this worldwide sisterhood where it's not about location or geography or culture, or it really expands into this sisterhood where no one should feel alone and no one should have to feel alone when we expand our vision just a little bit.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that idea. Also, Kate, you had mentioned meeting Becky through the internet. Can you talk a little bit about the friendship that the two of you have? And you can just discuss how that has grown and how you've been able to work together and bounce ideas off each other.
Yeah, I think it's been a very guided journey because that first year, Becky was one of the first people I met on social media. And then I got to meet her in real life and she was just so straightforward and down to earth and just so friendly. I immediately clicked with her testimony and just it's so comfortable sharing with her. She's like a sister, like an actual sister. I share everything with her. We talk almost every day and she's a person that you can go to and just trust. And I just love that when I think about where it started a few years ago to now, I don't even remember like life before Becky. You know, it's like, no, she's always been a part of my life. Do you know what I mean? She's always been. And it feels weird to not talk to her, like if on the whatever day, if it's like a day we usually talk and we don't, it feels weird. Yeah. To any who think you can't make real connections on social media or you can't reach out to someone or whatever, you totally can. You totally can because they're real people. They have real hardships. They have real lives and they want you like that. That's how connection happens. It's totally how connection happens. It can happen. And I'm so grateful for Becky. I just love you, Becky.
I've had multiple people. So Kay isn't the only one. I've had multiple people tell me that Becky is the first person that they met when they got on social media. So that being said, what is it, Becky, that you've done to strive to reach out to others and kind of, do you befriend them or are they just drawn to your awesomeness?
I actually feel like I am horrible at reaching out beyond my immediate circle. I remember when Kay started following me and she would literally comment on every single post on Instagram and on my blog. Like, nobody comments on blogs anymore. But she would comment on every single one, and I didn't know her. I didn't follow her. I remember thinking, I told my husband, I have a fan. Like, I've made it. I have a fan. And then, but she was just so sweet. And so I started following her, and we met up at a women's event that she put on, and I quickly became her biggest fan, and that'll just always be my story. And she's genuine. She lifts people. She's sweet as can be. And I'm her biggest fan. I can't remember life before Kate either, but I'm so grateful for our friendship. And I think everybody needs to have a friend that you can really talk about anything with. She's also someone that just inspires me to want to be better. Like I said, I don't feel like I'm the type of person that is really good at noticing others who might need a friend. And so I don't think that I am that person that reaches out. And so I don't know why these people are saying that. But it does make me feel good, because maybe I'm doing something right. But that is like kind of an insecurity of mine. I'm always like, oh, I need to reach out to her. I need to just, you know, be more thoughtful. And Kay's a great example to me of that person.
The importance of finding balance, right? And finding things that you admire about those around you in order mm-hmm. to just kind of uplift yourself, as well as just give you inspiration to know how to move forward and find those next steps to make yourself better, right?
Yeah.
So those are the best friends. And the friends where you can talk about ridiculous and pointless things, but also talk about super deep doctrinal or just family struggles, things like that. That's so important to have those friends that cover the gamut with you. Kay, will you talk a little bit about your book, You Are Distinct and Different, and kind of how that came to be and what that process was of gathering these stories from all these amazing women?
Yeah, for sure. A Worldwide Sisterhood came about in October of 2018. And then April of 2019, I started getting like all these thoughts and ideas, and kind of changing from that like personal sharing to more faith-based sharing. And I know that I'm good at gathering women. I mean, I used to host events in Canada and things like that. I'm good at like taking a step back and watching and letting connection happen, face-to-face connection and not like online connection. And so April 2019, Elder Christofferson gave a talk. I don't remember exactly what he said, but all these ideas started coming, and all of a sudden I knew, like, I had titles to books, and I knew that this book needed to happen, but I didn't kind of really know how or when. And then October of 2019, again, Russell M. Nelson, his talk was Spiritual Treasures. And, you know, it's not just their specific talks, but that's kind of when all these ideas started coming. It was during their talks, and I had written them down. And all of a sudden I realized that that's when like Testimonies of Christ actually came to be, because I got the inspiration to do Testimonies of Christ, to film all these videos. And I felt this push to get as many videos filmed as possible before the end of the year. And yeah,
it's inspired.
And, yeah. And then to share as many different testimonies of Christ as possible. And so when I launched in January of 2020, it started coming together, and then hearing all these testimonies and watching all these testimonies, and it made me realize that's what the book is. Like, it needs to be different women's testimonies. And so I reached out, invited, and they shared. And because I felt like it was all inspired, I didn't limit anyone to a certain topic. I said, this is the title of the book. I want you to pray about it. And if you could share any message with women right now, what would it be? And they each picked their own topic. And it's so interesting how they all go together. And each chapter is going to reach different people mm-hmm. right now or in a different season of life. It doesn't have to be read, you know, like in order. You can skip around. And it's a book that, like, even I go back to, and my team member, Audra, she says every time she picks it up, like, it's, she's inspired by it. And, you know, it wasn't that easy. It didn't just fall into place. It was so much work. And there were times last year when I thought it wasn't going to happen, but it happened. And I love it. I love the women. I love the testimonies. It just reconfirms to me that, you know, every voice is needed and we need to share all these testimonies. So.
Awesome. So if people are interested in a copy of the book, where can they find one? I'll link it in the show notes too, but.
So Amazon worldwide on my website or any of the authors, they can reach out to any author. All the authors can, you know, Becky Squire. Is it on your website, Becky? I think it is.
Yeah, it's on my website and it's cheaper there than it is on Amazon. And I think the same with your website.
There we go. So, that's the inside scoop. Becky, I was going to ask you about your magazine and how compiling stories from different women, how you've been blessed by hearing these different perspectives.
I absolutely love every submission that I get, and it's so hard not to be able to print everything. We're actually going to be able to print even more than we have before, and I can't really say why yet because we are changing some things, but I'm excited to be able to publish more. I just kind of noticed how most of the media that we as members of the church get culturally is generally from the same people, same voices with the same upbringing, the same history, the same stories. And like Kay said, they're wonderful stories, but we need to hear from more people. And one of the things that really pushed me to do this is I was getting lots of messages myself. I mean, I mostly just wrote and published it on my own blog. I have been published in other mediums as well, but I started getting a lot of messages from women asking how they could get published. And I had, maybe a few little tips here and there, but nothing that I could say, yeah, do this and you'll get published. And so I wanted to create something that would be a platform for more women to have their voices heard.
Kay, do you have any stories where someone has shared with you how they were touched by a story that you have shared through either through you or just through a worldwide sisterhood where people were able to connect with something personally?
It's usually pretty personal, but what I can say is that usually it is women who appreciate being able to hear different testimonies and hear different voices, and also many who talk about the cultural diversity. I have had a lot of people reach out and say that one of the reasons they started following me is because I do look different or because I'm not the same. And that, I think, has helped me a lot. I know that Becky knows that I've, especially in this LDS space, I struggle with different things because I've had, I've experienced racism firsthand, witnessed it with my loved ones, my parents, and even my nieces and nephews. And it's a hard thing. And also the arts and LDS arts and things like that in this community, it's very limiting. It shares Caucasians and Blacks, and I've looked, it's hard to find an Asian out there. It's so hard. And so I think that's what's touched me the most is when people reach out and talk about those things, because there are different ethnicities out there that want to hear and want to share, but don't get the opportunity.
Thank you. I think there's definitely some need for inclusivity and broadening our view, as you mentioned earlier. Becky, any stories for you that you've shared and someone has come back and said that they really appreciated something that you shared?
Yeah, it's funny because when Kay just answered, could have said pretty much the same thing. I haven't experienced the racism and things like that, but I do get comments from women all the time saying that they either follow me or they, they subscribe to the magazine because of the way that I look. And I look like I could be exotic, but I'm not. But I even say, like, because I've had like purple hair before, and I've kind of done like crazy things just looks wise. And it's just funny how people will look at you and either want to know more about you or not because of the way you look. But then after that, after they kind of get over that hurdle, they also comment about the content that I share. And I'm really particular in sharing stories that are hard to maybe to hear. They're not like fluffy and nice and sweet. They are always real and inspirational. And I think that's something that the world just needs to have. We need more from these women, like Kay was saying, who aren't being voiced or portrayed in art and music and content generally.
I agree. Just being able to make sure everybody has a representation in the things and to be able to have a connection through that. All right. The last question is always the same on this podcast. The purpose of Pebbles of Light is to celebrate those relationships that have helped to brighten our path and in turn help us to light the paths of others. So can each of you share one or two people that have placed a pebble of light in your path? And Kay, we'll have you go first.
Okay. Obviously, I don't know my grandparents. They all passed away in Japan. Brad and I used to visit elderly and widowed a lot and just go and talk with them and visit with them before we had children. And even when we had children, we'd go visit them, take them some treats, just talk to them. That's why I love Katie from Listening Ear Projects so much. Love what she does. But so many of them through those conversations were so instrumental in so many areas of our life, from racism to infertility to adoption. And one of them, especially, her name is Luella. To this day, we still write back and forth. And she is totally a pebble of light because she reaches out to me exactly when I need something. Like a letter will come in the mail from her or an email or something. And it's kind of like my mother-in-law, she passed away from cancer a few years ago, and she was often like that. And since she's been gone, I think Luella has totally been like that. And so she definitely is. And also a few women, very key women that I've met just over the past few years. And I think anyone, whenever I go onto Instagram and they're sharing just this light and goodness, I think I can say just every one of them. And I wish Instagram's algorithm would change and I could see them all properly. But yeah.
Great. Thank you. Becky?
I would have to say my mom is one, and she's one of the most spiritual people that I know and has been such a great example to me, especially because she's for the last, gosh, how long has it been? How long has it been since 1996? 25 years?
Yeah.
Or 24, 25 years. She's been disabled, basically, and sitting in a chair for the last 25 years since I was 13 years old. And what she is still, what she was able to teach me without being physically able to do most things and still able to teach me right now is such a testament to me of her, of her spirituality and her strength. And that's just something that has really touched me in my life. And again, kind of like what Kay said, just these key women. And don't ever think that you can't find or connect people with people online. Kay is one of my pebbles of light. Every day we talk and every day she inspires me. And I don't know where I would be without that inspiration and light every single day. So I'm so grateful for that.
Awesome. Thank you both so much for being here. I really appreciate having you on. Do you want to say quickly where people can find you? Becky, you can go first.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Becky Squire or BeckySquire.com. And then if you want to follow the magazine or subscribe, it's free for the online version. We're on Instagram at Latter Day Woman. And our website is LatterdayWomanMagazine.com.
Awesome. And Kay?
Yeah, I'm at on Instagram at A World Like Sisterhood, or you can find us at worldlikesisterhood.com.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anne.
I'm grateful for the chance I had to speak with these two amazing women. I'm grateful for the light and the love that they share. Be sure to find them on social media or on their websites listed in the show notes. There will also be links to the You Are Distinct and Different book there as well. And don't forget, if you listen to this before March 27th, you can head on over to Pebbles of Light on Instagram to get entered in the giveaway for a free copy of that book. I love that both Kay and Becky mentioned people that felt connected to them for unique reasons. Sometimes we may feel that our voice doesn't matter because there are many others that share a similar message, and we may think that they do a better job. But have faith that your voice is needed too. People will better connect with you than they may with others. The pebble for this week is to share some light. Whether your light, if you're feeling brave, or light from a friend, whether on social media or just sending a thought to a friend through text, email, Marco Polo, or a good old-fashioned letter, share some light with someone. Keep looking for the bright spots on your path, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you for tuning in today. More than what has been said, I hope that you've been able to listen to your thoughts and feelings. Maybe you've thought of someone who's brought light to your path. Let them know of your gratitude. Maybe you've been inspired as to how to add some light to your own path or the path of another. Do your best to act on those feelings and impressions. I would love to learn more about you and your experiences. Please come find me on Instagram and Facebook at Pebbles of Light. If you like what you hear, please review so we can spread this light further. You can find show notes and more resources at annmaxon.com. Until next time.